Blog Talk Radio.
You can't do that. What are you thinking? You are not good enough. You are not going to get that job. You don't have an education. What? That is for smart people, not you. That outfit doesn't look good on you. You look ridiculous. You want to go where? With what? Money you don't have? Remember, you're broke and worthless. Nobody loves you. This is the voice of the toxic ego, the voice that is holding you back from your divine life. Dr. Nydia is here to guide you in learning to let go of this voice. She is here to teach you inner work, a journey through the soul, to empower you in creating a passageway to spiritual development. Dr. Nydia received her PhD from Union Institute and University in Psychology with emphasis in addiction studies. She is a registered clinical social worker intern and received her master's degree from Barry University. She is a certified addiction professional for the state of Florida. She is also a Reiki master, healing touch practitioner, and a master hypnotherapist. For more information, visit her website at www.dranidia.com. Dr. Nydia. Now, please welcome your host of Inner Work, Dr. Nydia.
And good afternoon. This is Dr. Nydia.
This is Alma. Good afternoon.
Hey, lady.
Hi.
Okay, so we're the gang's all here. So let me ask you, Alma, what's a boundary?
Oh my God, you always ask.
If in Spanish it's difficult, imagine in English for me.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
It's like a limit.
You a limit. It. That's correct.
Okay. Good.
So what's easier in English?
Well, you have to look. Every city has its boundaries. Mm-hmm. Where does one city end and the other one begin?
Yes.
Okay? And it's the same for people. Mm-hmm. Where do my rights end and yours begin?
Mm-hmm.
And having clear boundaries are essential to a healthy, balanced lifestyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
A boundary is an individual property line, like from state to state, from country to country, that marks these things for which we are responsible for. Yes?
Uh-huh.
In other words, boundaries define who we are and who we are not. How does that work?
I don't know. I think that has to be with integrity and a lot of principle things.
Well,
because for all, not all the people, the boundaries are the same. And I think it depends most of the time on what you think or what you have learned in your life.
Okay. But what does it mean of who we are and who we are not? And we're going to be discussing this a little more further on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to let you off the hook for now.
Who we are.
Yeah. So boundaries impact all areas of our lives. We have boundaries everywhere.
Yes.
There are certain things we can do. There are certain things we cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we do the ones we're not supposed to do, and we don't do the ones that we need to be doing.
Yeah.
So physical boundaries helps us to determine who may touch us under what circumstances.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have, you're in the middle, and then you have a circle around you. Who's in that circle?
Yeah, but me and my mother or my couple or who are whoever you decide, it depends
whoever
your
you
life.
Decide. There are some people that can come up to me and hold me and kiss me and hug me and move me around, and there are other people that can't.
Yeah.
See? Mm-hmm. My grandson can come up to me and kiss me and hug me all he wants. a stranger down the street can touch me.
Of course.
See? So you have to know what boundaries you have. And a lot of us have very loose boundaries where people who we don't like and who we don't want are in that inner circle that we should be having, and we don't invite people in. They just come in and we don't tell them that they have to move out.
Yes.
See?
So we allow them to
we allow them. Exactly, which means that we have those boundaries, mm-hmm. that we're not firm with our boundaries. Okay, so physical boundaries are who can touch you,
yes.
who can't touch you. You know, when you have an issue of domestic violence where somebody believes that they have the right to punch you and hit you and slap you and throw you on the floor, and those are people who have no boundaries.
Yes.
They don't understand. You don't have the right to do that. Now, what about mental boundaries? Mental boundaries give us the freedom to have our own thoughts and opinions.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
A lot of times we're afraid to speak up. Uh-huh. We're afraid to say something because we're afraid of what other people may think of us. And we don't understand that we're limiting what we can do.
Yes.
We have the right to say anything we want. This is a country where you have freedom of speech. You can say anything you want. Nobody can do anything to hurt you because of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quote, unquote.
Yeah, of course.
Because they say we have freedom of speech, but then, you know, all kinds of hell breaks loose from sometimes when we speak about things that other people don't want to hear. But the point is that if you have something to say, speak up. You have the right to say it. I remember one time a family member of mine said to me, you know, when you turn off your car, you have to turn off the air conditioner first.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why? And she said to me, well, if you don't want to do it, then don't do it. I said, I didn't say I wasn't going to do it. All I said was why. I have the right to ask why. If I'm going to do something, I have the right to know why I'm doing it.
Of course.
She got very angry at me. She never answered that question. See? To this day, I still don't know. The thing is that it a lot of times people will get angry because you ask a question. Doesn't mean you don't have the right to ask the question. You have every right to ask that question. But some people believe that they have the power to know, and they're not going to share it with you. Yet it's very immature, very childish, that I'm not going to tell you. All I'm going to tell you is this. Turn off the air conditioner before you turn off the car. Why? She's not going to tell me. Mm-hmm. I don't think she knows. But that's another story. But the thing is that, you know, when we overstep our boundaries, we create problems for ourselves. See? We have those mental boundaries where we have the right to have the freedom to have our own thoughts, our own opinions. When we live in the present, we create. You know, I'm starting an institute, right, for mm-hmm. addiction. And for many, many, many years, I've wanted to do that. I've been a provider for the Florida Certification Board for years, and I've been on their addiction board. And it's been a dream of mine to do that. And all of a sudden, boom, there it was. See? And I have told some family members, some other people, that this is what I want to do. Oh, that's very hard. You can't do that. There are so many things that you have to do. Well, there's not a lot of things I have to do. I have everything I have. I mean, I've done everything I have to do. Excuse me. The thing is, what I didn't know how to do was not what my partner's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
See? I don't know how to go out and sell, so to speak, you know, that sales part where, you know, you go out and talk to people and get customers and mm-hmm. stuff like that. That's one of my biggest weaknesses. And so I have to know what my boundaries are. I have to know what I can do and what I can't do. The thing is that when you don't know how to do something, you ask the universe. Somewhere it's written, ask and you shall receive. Well, I've been asking, and all of a sudden, boom, it just landed in my lap. This person knows everything about business, and she knows how to get customers, and she has customers. And what she wanted to do was the same thing I wanted to do. And so, you know, where she's doing for me what I can't do for myself, I'm doing for her what she can't do for herself. And then we create one big happy family, so to speak. Okay? So also your emotional boundaries. Emotional boundaries helps us to deal with our own emotions and disengage from the harmful manipulative emotions of others. What does that mean?
What do we do every time?
We have the ability to attract people to us that are very manipulative, that want things from us and don't know how to ask for them. So they have to manipulate. And one of the biggest ways of manipulating is, and this is what I used to do when my children were little and they were sick, I would go around telling people how sick my children were and I have to take them to the hospital and I don't have any money to get to the hospital and I need a ride but I don't know who can take me. And all of a sudden people would say, I'll take you. There you go. I didn't know how to say, could you take me to the hospital, to the emergency room, to whatever? No, I would make a big drama of it. And sometimes I would get into serious trouble because of it. But that's another story for another day. So we have to learn how to deal with our own emotions. And we have to disengage from the harmful, manipulative emotions of others. When people come to you with their drama, like they used to with you, remember you used to, the minute somebody said they had a problem, they had no place to sleep, you found a place for them to sleep.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, or I bring them to the...
Bring them home. Yeah, you bring them home, and before you know it, you have a serious problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And so now... And this is what happens. We can't be solving other people's problems. You have this issue with your friend now who husband went to jail and she doesn't know what to do. So you talk to her and she's gonna go to get help from the state. There you go. They have no choice. See? The thing is that we can't support other people. We can barely support ourselves.
Yes.
You know, and the little bit that we do have, we have to be giving it to other people? No, we don't have to do that.
And sometimes we tell ourselves, I don't have anything to eat today because I gave all I had to this person, but it's okay. I'm a good person, and this is stupid. If you don't have anything to eat, you cannot help anybody. You have to eat. You have to live your life, and then help the others.
Yeah. Humility doesn't mean that you're going to give to everybody and sacrifice yourself. No. Humility means that you're going to accept things just the way they are. And if somebody else is having trouble, they have to learn how to take care of themselves. But a lot of us, we just sit back and let other people, we feel that we're entitled, that they have to help us. No, nobody has to help you. You have to learn how to help yourself.
And in reality, you know, learn how to serve ourselves. This is your responsibility.
It is your responsibility. I remember.
And it doesn't mean that if you are small and physical thing, it doesn't matter.
Nothing
to do
with anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember when I stopped drinking, before I stopped drinking, I found myself in a very narrow place.
Yes.
Nobody would help me anymore. Even I couldn't convince myself with my stories and my manipulation and my lies, and nobody would help me. And I got to the point where I had to learn how to help myself. You know, everybody pointed me in the right direction. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. No, I can't do that for you. This is what you need to do. I had to go and get help. I had to go to rehab. I had to go to get detox, and I had to find people who could help me, right? But to help me get better, not to help me to destroy myself.
Yes.
And at some point I said, oh, crap, if I don't help myself, nobody's going to help me. And that's the way it works. You have to learn how to help yourself. So emotional boundary is one of the major things that we have to do. We're not responsible for other people. We're responsible for ourselves. So there are spiritual boundaries. And the spiritual boundaries help us to distinguish between our higher power's will and our own. Let thine will be done. Sometimes we have to. When my son was dying, I could do nothing about his illness. I'm not a doctor. I'm not God. I had no power over his illness. And I knew eventually I would lose him. But in the meantime, there were things that I could do. See, instead of feeling sorry for myself, I had to focus on him and the time we had left together. And we had to make it quality time. I couldn't waste my time pitying myself and feeling sorry for myself or feeling sorry for him and crying and whining and wasting a lot of time. Instead, we made a lot of happy memories. See? So spiritually, I had to know what I could do and what I can't do, what's not within my power to do. When we try to solve other people's issues, we're taking over the role of God. See? And so when we give people advice, we're pretending, or in our minds, we think that we have the power to solve other people's issues. The thing is that we don't know what other people's issues are. We only know what they tell us they are, but we don't really know what they are.
Yes.
Because we're not there 24 hours a day. We're not in their skins. We don't know what they feel. And we don't know what other people are telling them and, you know, discussions that they have when they're not with us. But we feel that we have to, oh, let's solve this person's problem because, you know, her husband's beating her up. Let's take her home. I've known people that have done that, and the husband comes and beats the hell out of both of them. And in one case, one man killed the person that was taking care, you know, that was hiding the wife. So, you know, you can't get involved in other people's stuff. You can guide them in the right direction. This is what you know, what's available to you. But you can't solve their problems. And you have to know what you can do and what you can't. And often we focus so much on being loving and unselfish that we forget our own limits and limitations. We want people to love us, so we want to help them. We want to have the solution to their problems so that then they can say, oh, you're wonderful, like you said before, right?
Mm-hmm.
When confronted with the lack of boundaries, we ask, can I set limits and still be a loving person? What are legitimate boundaries? What if someone is upset or hurt by my boundaries? How do I answer someone who wants my time, love, energy, or money? Aren't boundaries selfish? Why do I feel guilty or afraid when I consider setting boundaries? You know, setting boundaries is also for our children, where they want a car. I mean, I'm in Miami, and there's a lot of Cubans here in Miami, a lot of Latin-speaking people here in Miami, and their kids have cars. They have trouble making their monthly payments, but they have a car for the kids. They have phones, cell phones. They have Xboxes. They have all kinds of electronic stuff. And I say to myself, don't these people have any boundaries? Don't they know? A friend of mine was telling me that she got a car for her son, and it was a very nice car. It was old, but it was a nice car. And he went out drag racing and totaled the car. And I said, so what did you do? Well, I told him that he couldn't use any other of our cars. I said, didn't you make him pay for the car? Oh, he can't afford to pay for the car. What? My son totals my car because he's drag racing. You better believe he's going to pay for it. Oh, yes, he is. See? But we're afraid to set boundaries because, oh, he can't afford it. He's going to school. And I don't want him to be focused on going to school. Well, he's already defocused. He's running around the streets with a car and half killing himself. He's not doing school stuff 24 hours a day. Let him be responsible. He broke it. It's his. Now he has to pay for it. See? But we feel that, oh, no, we can't do that to him. Oh, no, I can't call the police on my husband because, oh, I can't do this because, you know, no, because we don't take responsibility. A lot of women, if their husbands aren't there to take care of them, they don't know what to do. They'll go hungry, they'll starve and die because they have no clue what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell, you know, I had a friend. I said, what would happen? This girl, I mean, a client of mine, she was hysterical because her husband died. Well, her significant other died. And this other person would take care of all the bills and everything. And so she says, I don't know what to do. It's been over a year. I don't even know how to get into the bank account. I don't know how much money we have in the bank because I can't, you know, I don't know how to do that. And I said, go to the bank.
And you know what? You know, people are very, they sit and they wait.
And they wait until somebody, yeah, but she's having a nervous breakdown because, you know, she knows there's money in the bank, but she doesn't know how to get it. I said, well, go to the bank and ask them to show you. They'll show you. That's their job. See? But, oh, no, but what will they think of me? When you die, what are they going to think of you? That you're dead?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't afford to eat? Well, you know, I look at this and I go, like, I can't believe there are still people, you know, that are so helpless. And they create their own helplessness. See? So the purpose of having boundaries is to protect and take care of ourselves. We need to be able to tell other people when they are acting in ways that are not acceptable to us. You have to be able to stand up for yourself. At first, the first step is starting to know that we have a right to protect and defend ourselves. We have that right. That we have not only the right but the duty to take responsibility for how we allow others to treat us. Mm-hmm. If you don't like the way somebody's treating you, get out of that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's your responsibility. It's not somebody else's responsibility to take care of you. Mm-hmm. It's your responsibility to take care of yourself, even if you're in a relationship. Each person in the relationship has to do their own thing. So if your thing is to take care of the house and your husband and the kids, well, then that's fine. Do it. But don't complain. That's your responsibility. You've accepted it. And don't complain and don't overstep your boundaries. You're not the Queen of Sheba. Because we feel that just because I'm there 24 hours a day cleaning the house and cooking and ironing and getting you guys ready, that I have the right to inspect your phone and check out to see who you're talking to. No, do your job, whatever that job is. And that's it. You know, a lot of times where I go to work, I don't like everybody and everybody doesn't like me. And I, you know, one time somebody asked me, don't you feel uncomfortable because so-and-so doesn't like you? No, I said, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to do a job and get paid and go home, right? If I'm friends with somebody, if I'm friendly with somebody, well, that's fine. But that's not my responsibility. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to do a job, and I do it very well, see? So I have to know that whatever I do whatever my boundaries are, and my boundaries at work, they're very strict. Because sometimes they want to come and they want to play and they want to sit in my office all day, and then I don't get to do what I have to do. And then I fall behind on my job just because they have nothing else to do. And I have to tell them, okay, you got to go because I got work to do. Okay. And so they get upset because I throw them out of my office. I didn't throw them out of my office. I told them I have work to do, of course. See? And so I'm rude, according to them. I'm rude, and I'm a bitch. And okay, that's the best you can do, and then I'm a bitch. I'm queen bitch to you. Okay? But it's important to state our feelings out loud and perceive the feeling with I feel. Even though I feel is important, you know, letting people know how you feel about things. For instance, I'm not going to allow anybody to yell at me. See, I feel very disrespected when somebody yells at me or when somebody touches me inappropriately. You know, you push me or you hit me or something like that. If you're my enemy, that's it. There is nothing you can say to me after that. Absolutely nothing. There is no negotiating after that. You know, you only do it once.
Yes.
And so I've had people who think that they can come and yell at me just because they're upset about something. Yeah. I'll go to a store. I used to go to a donut shop next to my job every morning, and I pick up my coffee and a donut and they go. And one day, this woman just started yelling at me behind the counter, and because I didn't order, I went there every single day. Everybody knew me. Everybody knew my order, including her. And that day, she decided that because I didn't order it the way she thought I should have ordered it, she was going to charge me more. And I said, right, did the price go up? And she said, no. I said, well, I always get charged this much. Well, you didn't say it the way I'm supposed to order it with a, I forget, I don't even remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, you know what? Just because you're on the rag, you know what the rag is?
No.
Just because you have your menstruation, your PMSing, just because you're on the rag doesn't give you the right to take it out on your customers. So you know what? Thank you, but no thank you. And I walked out, never went back there again. You don't yell at me. I don't care who you are.
Of course.
Yeah. But, I mean, she was yelling. She was screaming. And I'm going like, okay, you're PMSing, and I'm not going to be your victim.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. You can't take it out on your customers. You lose customers. And every time somebody would say, oh, there's a donut place up there. No, that's all right. I'll go to the other one around my house. They're nicer to me. They smile and they laugh at me with me, and they're nice people. They know my order. I don't have to tell them any way, whether this way or that way. Whatever way I tell them, they know exactly what I want.
Yeah, because you know, you go to the Starbucks or to any coffee place,
mm-hmm.
and you need to go to the university to order something.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. Can mix the names. They have names for everything, and so many things you need to know about the sauce, the food. It's so complicated.
I the first time I went to Starbucks, I said a regular coffee, please, and they said a cream and sugar. I said, well, isn't that a regular coffee, and then they started naming other things.
Yes.
You know, like what kind of sugar, you know.
Yes.
And I'm going like just plain old sugar. How much milk? Regular milk. Yeah, it's like they came out with, they bombarded me with the whipped cream and this other foam and the other, and I'm going just plain old coffee. Coffee with milk and sugar. That you want it lighter, you want it dark. Oh, God, never mind. It's just incredible how everything is so confused nowadays.
Because they want to personalize it. So much the products
the orders, that it gets impossible to.
It gets impossible.
Impossible.
Yeah.
And imagine for people that doesn't speak English very well.
Oh, that's even worse. That's even worse. But it's happening everywhere. It happens with the clothes. It happens with food. It happens, you know. I go to a restaurant and I ask for a medium rare burger and they'll come with, you want this and you want that and you want the other
and
it's bread.
Just
and the
like,
other
yeah.
It can get confusing. At my age, it gets confusing. So you have to. It's very important that you talk and you hear yourself talk. Okay? Proceed with the feeling, with the word, with the feeling. I feel. When we say I am angry, I'm hurt, where we are stating that the feeling is who we are. Emotions do not define us. Emotions do not define us. Just because you have an emotion, that's not who you are. Understand that. You have the right to have emotions. You have the right to say, I think this about that, or I feel this way about that. And allow yourself to hear yourself saying it, because we have to get used to the idea that we have rights and we come first above and beyond everybody else. We come first. And I've had people say, no, my children come first. No, you have to come first, because if you're not okay, then who's going to take care of the kids?
Of course.
It's like when you go on an airplane. When they're giving the instructions and they tell you when the cabin pressure goes down, you have to put on the oxygen mask. And they tell you, put it on yourself first and then put it on somebody else, because you have only seconds before you pass out.
Yeah.
So as soon as that mask comes down, you have to put it on yourself. And it's the same thing with life. You have to take care of yourself first and then take care of those around you. But if you're not well, you can't do anything for anybody else. So remember, your emotions don't define you. Just because you don't like something, it doesn't mean that you're a terrible person. The emotions are a form of internal communication that helps us to understand ourselves. They are a vital part of our being as a component of our whole, self, okay? Emotions is owning the feeling. When you feel something and you can say it out loud. This is what I'm angry. I'm angry as hell. I'm upset. I'm upset. Okay, so fine, you're upset. Your toxic ego is taking over and you're allowing it to do that. See? So you have to learn, recognize it. Recognize that you have a feeling that's upsetting you. And recognize this, that it is that part of you that's selfish. So what? You have the right to be selfish. When that selfishness becomes destructive, that's when you have to worry.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as it's healthy, you have to be selfish. It's important to do for ourselves. You need that little spa moment. You need to go into the shower or to the tub and fill it with bubble bath and perfume and candles. And we have to baby ourselves from time to time, because nobody else is going to do it, at least not the way we want it. Okay, go to the spa. They have day spas around them. So all you have to do is look for them. By stating the feelings out loud, we are affirming that we have a right to feelings. And we do. We don't have to stuff our feelings. And this is what we do most of the time. We get angry and we don't say anything. And then later on, we explode. See, because we don't have our safety valve. Our safety valve is recognizing that we have the right to our feelings and doing something about it. We are affirming to ourselves and taking responsibility for owning ourselves and our own reality. Whether the other person can hear us and understand is not as important as hearing ourselves and understanding
that we have a right to our feelings. Whatever you say to the other person, it's not important that they understand. It's not important that they hear you. That's why when we're doing exercises on letting go of resentments and stuff like that, we write letters.
Mm-hmm.
See? And we tell the other person off like you have no idea. And then we burn the letter. We don't send it. But it's very cathartic to hear yourself or to write it down. What is it that you're feeling? And most men are taught not to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And they've frozen up in that feelingless part of their life where nobody can get in. Mm-hmm. And so what kind of a relationship can you have when you're not feeling? See? So we have to remember that it's not important, as important for them to hear us and understand us as it is for us to hear ourselves and understand that we have the right to our feelings and whatever is going on. If you're angry, well, fine, you're angry. Understand that it's okay to be angry. Okay? It's not okay to be out of control angry, but it's understandable to be angry. Later on, we're going to learn what to do about that. There are plenty of stuff that we can do that can prevent us from being angry in a dangerous and destructive way. But we have the right to get frustrated. There are times when I'm on the phone and the line gets disconnected, right? And I go, okay? But I shake it off, okay? It's frustrating, you know, that every 2 minutes my phone is disconnecting on me and I can't have a conversation I'm having. You know, remember when we used to, my phone used to disconnect when we were on Blog Talk Radio?
Yes.
Right? All the time. And I would say, you know, and I wouldn't say a nice little curse word here and there. Right? But it was, you know, it's letting go of that. That's that valve, that safety valve, that you let go of that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And how you let go of it has to be in a healthy way. So you have the right to get upset. You just don't have the right to take that anger or frustration out on other people. Right? So, it's important to own our own voice, to own our right to speak up for ourselves. Setting boundary is not more sophisticated, it's not a more sophisticated way of manipulation. Although some people will say that they are setting boundaries when in fact they're attempting to manipulate. The difference between setting boundaries in a healthy way and manipulating is when you set a boundary, we let go of the outcome. We don't care what the outcome is. That's not our problem. When we set a boundary, it is what it is. It's nothing else. See, that's the difference between manipulating and setting boundaries. So the difference between setting boundaries in a healthy way and manipulating is when you set a boundary, you let go of the outcome. It doesn't matter to me that you get upset or you get angry at me because I set a boundary. See? You can't do that. Now, if you get upset about that, that's not my problem. You can't do that. You can't yell at me. See?
Mm-hmm.
I have people who are scratching their heads. They don't understand why I don't talk to them anymore. And they know why. I told them why. But they seem to think that it's okay. Well, I didn't mean to yell that loud. It doesn't matter to me whether you thought what you thought.
Yes.
What's important is that you actually had, you thought that you had the right to raise your voice at me as if I were, what, a child? I'm your child, and now you're going to come and yell at me? What, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
See? So it doesn't, the outcome doesn't matter. The other person can hate me. I don't care. You have to let go of the idea that everybody has to like you. Everybody doesn't have to like you. I don't like everybody, so why should everybody have to like me? So it's impossible to have a healthy relationship with someone who has no boundaries, with someone who cannot communicate directly and honestly. And we all know people like that, right?
Yes.
People who will tell you one thing and then not follow through. Okay. They commit to do something and then they're not following through. Mm-hmm. And you're expecting them to do it and they're not doing it. And then they come with all kinds of excuses,
mm-hmm.
right? Simply because they have no boundaries. So learning how to set boundaries is a necessary step in understanding to be a friend to ourselves. We have to love and take care of ourselves in order to set boundaries. See? Because a boundary for me is you can't hit me. You can't yell at me. I don't have too many boundaries when it comes to that, but you can't touch me. I don't care who it is.
Yes. Yeah, I am in that aspect, I'm the same. Nobody can touch me.
Nobody can touch you. Nobody has that right. It's our responsibility to take care of ourselves, to protect ourselves when it is necessary. It's important to learn to be loving to ourselves without owning ourselves and owning our rights and responsibilities as a co-creator of our lives. We are creating our lives. So when you have other people intruding, you know, there are people who hate to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They come from work and they hate to go home. So they'll go to the bar or they'll go somewhere else. They'll find, you know, a lover somewhere because they hate to come home. See? Because at home there are no boundaries. Somebody's not following through with their own boundaries. But the thing is that you have to learn that if you're with someone who has no boundaries, then you need to get out of that relationship. We try to change other people, and we can't change other people. There's no way that, you know, we sometimes get caught up in a relationship and say, well, yeah, I don't like this and this and this about that person, but he'll change or she'll change. And then you start living in a hell. You start living in a relationship that's really unhealthy, because you're trying to constantly tell the other person what's wrong with them. We never tell the other person what's right with them.
Yeah.
See? We're always telling them what's wrong with them. You know, when I was the father of my children, when I was with him, he was a brilliant man. He was a genius. He had a 145 IQ. He was a brilliant, brilliant man. But when it came to our relationship, he was very abusive. And he told me, I was 18, 19 when I started going out with him. And so I was a kid and he was an older man. And so he was trying to teach me. He would always be telling me, I'm trying to teach you and you don't want to learn. And then when I started to change, not the way he wanted me to change, but when I started to stand on my own two feet and say, I'm not going to put up with your crap anymore. And I went after him with a knife, and then all of a sudden I realized he's a coward. See, I changed him down to the... So that's another story. So then all of a sudden everything changed. See? And he said to me, oh, you've changed. I said, yes, thank you. Because he taught me, but he didn't teach me what he wanted to teach me. He wanted me to be very submissive and very yes, honey, and yes, dear, and yes.
I know people that goes always with they choose as partners in life.
Mm-hmm.
The couples are very young people because they wanted to mold these people.
The other person. Yeah, that's what he wanted to do to me.
And you can do that more or less in a period of time, but you know,
So you have to brainwash the person. But if my father couldn't mold me to what he wanted me, you know, this person couldn't do it either.
Of course.
Yeah. And so...
But nobody can. Nobody can.
Exactly. I did learn a lot. I learned how to stand up for myself and set boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
See, and not allow these people in my life at all. You know, you can stay in my life where I put you, you know, whether it's my inner circle or my outer circle or wherever that is, until you overstep your boundary. And yelling at me or touching me or pushing me or threatening me in any way, no, you're done. See? And you have to learn how to stand up for yourself and say, no, I have the right to be happy. Now, being happy means getting beat up. And there are people who are masochists and love to be hit.
Yeah.
And tortured. Well, then that's fine. Go knock yourself out, literally. See? But a lot of, you know, the average person doesn't want to be beat up all the time and yelled at all the time. No, and I will not put up with people who are abusive. It's as simple as that, because you set yourself up to be abused by the choices that you make. So what happens when you make a choice and you wind up in a relationship with the other, where the other person is abusive? And it's scary because you don't know if that person is going to kill you or not. My husband told me once that, the father of my children, that if I ever left him, he would kill me and the children and my mother and my father and my sisters. And I believed him. And at some point I said, you know what? You know where my family lives? Go get them. If I don't get you first. And I say, that's all about you. One of us is going to die today.
Yeah.
The day that I stood up for myself, he never even came around anymore. He said, if he saw me walking down the street, he would cross the street and hide. One day I was coming around the corner, and he was coming around the corner, and he saw me, and he literally ran across the street, almost got hit by a car. And I was with my comadre, a good friend of mine, and she said to me, no, don't go after him, don't go after him, leave him alone, leave him alone. So even she thought I was going to go after him. Because, I mean, when you're being terrorized for years and years and years, and then suddenly you realize this a-hole is nothing but a coward, see? And the lesson that we learn, a lot of people say to me, well, aren't you angry or resentful? No, because the anger only hurts me. It doesn't hurt them. It's nothing to them. The only person that gets hurt when I get angry is me, because that's a poison within me. So why do I want to put myself in that situation? It makes absolutely no sense to me now. Now that I realize that when I get angry, I'm hurting myself. When I have a resentment, I'm hurting myself. I'm not hurting anybody else. So when you disrespect somebody or when you get angry at somebody and you have that resentment is eating you up alive, not the other person. See? So you have to understand that everything in life is a lesson. We live in the university of life. We literally live in the university of life. We're on campus 24/7, right? This is our campus. And everything that happens to us is an opportunity to grow. What is it that you need to learn from this or that experience? Don't be angry. I tell people, I don't get angry, I get even. And getting even means not giving the other person the pleasure of recognizing that they harmed me in any way.
Mm-hmm.
So I say thank you. When somebody curses me out, what was it the other day? I don't remember what I was doing. And somebody called me a bitch or something. And I said, thank you. And they looked at me like, what are you, crazy? I just called you a bitch or an asshole, something like that. And I said, thank you. And they couldn't understand why. And, you know, the person just gave me that look, that confused look. Why are you thanking me? And walked away. Because they knew I wasn't going to get angry, that I wasn't going to fight with them.
Yes.
Okay? And
that's the best.
Very powerful. Yeah. It's a very powerful weapon to use. When somebody is upset, I turn around and I walk away. There was a girl once where I worked, but she doesn't work there anymore. And she started yelling at me, and I turned around and walked away from her. And she said, don't walk away from me, yelling and screaming. Don't walk away from me. I'm talking to you. And don't walk away from me. I'm talking to you. And she was screaming at me. And when I got to the door, I turned around and I said, you're not talking to me. You're yelling at me. You can't yell at me. And I just walked right out the door. See? Because I don't give them the power. That one, she quit. She quit because I wouldn't talk to her. And I know she quit because I wouldn't talk to her. See? Because after that, she would try to talk to me. She, nasty, in a nasty way. She was well, like she would start stalking me.
Yeah.
And I just totally ignored her. And when she came into my office, I walked out of my office. See? Because those are the kind of people that they want to fight.
Yes.
They want to argue. They have to be right.
They want to win.
And they have to win, absolutely. And if they don't win, then they stay on it and stay on it and stay on it. They don't give up. They don't know how to say, okay, I'm sorry, I yelled at you. No. They have to have their opinion.
Yes.
They have to be able to explain why, you know, whatever happened. You have to understand that they're right and they did the right thing by being upset and yelling. And no, you can't yell at me. There are some people that just don't understand it. And I tell them all the time. Yeah, I'm just going to yell. And sometimes when people are raising their voice, I ask them, I said, why are you yelling at me? You know, it's not a thing that if somebody yells at me and that's it, I'm done with them. No, I give them the opportunity while they're yelling at me. And I tell them, why are you yelling at me? And a lot of times they'll, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just raising my voice because I'm upset. And I even understand that. But, okay, so now lower your voice and let's talk. And if we can talk, that's fine. If you continue to yell, then we're done. See? And a lot of times, people will start laughing when I say to them, why are you yelling at me? I say to Betty all the time, right? Yes. Betty gets all excited about something.
She's very passionate.
Yes, she's very passionate. So, I ask her, why are you yelling? And she'll laugh, you know, and then lowers her voice, and then a few minutes later, but I know she's not yelling at me. She's just yelling.
Yeah.
You know, she's just talking loud. So there's a difference. I can distinguish from when somebody is just talking loud and that's the way they are, and when they actually are yelling.
Yes.
See? So you have to distinguish. But once I've identified the fact that somebody is actually yelling and being disrespectful, at that point, I'm done. Forever. Okay, so we're almost out of time. And I'm Dr. Nizia.
And I am Alma. And here was Betty, physically.
And don't forget to check my book. Check out my book.
I'm gonna send the song, and I'm gonna put the information, the link for the book, Letting Go of Resistance, The Inner Work Journey. Very useful tool for your life.
For depression. For anxiety, for living your life completely, completely, completely different.
Yes.
And so now we're going to hear Shayna Knoll. And she's going to say, this is your essence speaking to you, telling you, how can anyone ever tell you? So we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
your love.